Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. My name is Father Noel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why do we put up Christmas trees? Despite the fact that Christmas trees can be seen in shopping malls, town centres, and every street corner, we need not be discouraged by this secular takeover. But if we remind ourselves, and others, to see the Christmas tree with the eyes of faith, the tree becomes a visible gospel that preaches without words. The tradition of the Christmas tree is said to have come from the 8th century. The Catholic missionary, Saint Boniface, is said to have cut down an oak tree that was sacred to the pagan god Thor. What grew in its place was an evergreen tree, which Saint Boniface said symbolized the everlasting nature of Jesus Christ. Even in the Bible, after God and human beings, trees are in fact the most mentioned living thing. Trees appear at strategic moments of the biblical story, from the Garden of Eden in Genesis to the Tree of Life in the heavenly Jerusalem in the Book of Revelation. Throughout the prophets, the Messiah was prophesied using the image of trees. As today's reading from the prophet Jeremiah says, "See, the days are coming, it is the Lord who speaks, when I will raise a virtuous branch for David, who will reign as true king." Ultimately, our salvation is won for us on a tree, as it is said in the Acts of the Apostles and elsewhere. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. We must continually purify any secular attachment we have to the Christmas tree. For after all, humanity fell through eating from a tree. But ultimately, the image of the tree is redeemed in Jesus Christ and his Blessed Mother. For in one sense, the tree is Mary and the fruit is Jesus. And we can say to her, "Blessed is the fruit of your womb." Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who are weighed down from of old by slavery beneath the yoke of sin may be set free by the newness of the long-awaited nativity of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.